Government criticized for stoking apocalyptic fears over clean break from EU. By Victoria Friedman on January 7, 2019. Leading Brexit campaigners have said that the government is sparking apocalyptic fears over the prospect of MPs voting against the Prime Minister's withdrawal agreement and the UK making a clean break from the EU. Writing in a paper published Monday entitled 30 Truths About Leaving on WTO Terms, Conservative peer Peter Lilly of Global Britain and Councillor Brendan Chilton of Labour Leave said that to break the House of Commons deadlock over the Irish backstop in Theresa May's deal, the United Kingdom should push for a Canada-style free trade deal. However, if the EU is unwilling to renegotiate such terms, the government should leave without a formal agreement, no deal, and revert to the rules of the World Trade Organization, WTO, of which Britain is already a member. Lord Lilly and Councillor Chilton point out that leaving on WTO plus terms would mean not only saving £39 billion from the divorce bill envisaged in Mrs. May's deal, but also end the corrosive economic and political uncertainty of the two-year transition period, resolve the Irish border issue by administrative measures without need for a backstop, as all parties have promised in the event of no deal, and continue to trade with the EU on zero tariff rates for up to a decade whilst negotiating a Canada Plus trade agreement, as permitted under WTO Article 24. The Brexiteers debunked scare stories perpetuated by Remain politicians and establishment media by explaining that in the event of a WTO exit, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, HMRC, and the Department for the Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs, MRC, DFRA, will not need to carry checks on all goods at the border, but only on goods if there is a perceived risk, with HMRC saying it will prioritize flow over compliance to prevent long queues at ports. Remain campaigners talk of chaos, catastrophe and Armageddon. The authors wrote, and compared the apocalyptic fears about leaving the EU without a withdrawal agreement to the hysteria which surrounded the millennium bug. Economist Roger Bootle also wrote in The Telegraph on Sunday that the scare stories surrounding the Brexit debate echo those of Europhiles who pushed for Britain to join the Eurozone 30 years ago, when then Prime Minister Tony Blair, big business, and the mainstream media forecast economic disaster. Does this ring a bell? Mr. Bootle wrote. It should, an alarm bell. Now we stand on the brink of another momentous decision. And the same people are still peddling the same sort of nonsense. In addition, this time the government is clearly determined to play up the supposed horrors of leaving with no withdrawal agreement in the hope of persuading MPs to vote for the EU's unloved draft deal. The government is in the bizarre position of preparing to leave on WTO terms, while pretending that its preparations will be unsuccessful, they added. Members of Parliament are returning to the House of Commons this week to begin debating Prime Minister Theresa May's withdrawal agreement, with one cabinet source saying no one at the moment thinks she will win the vote. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.